You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB. Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Not a good day for the warehouse group. Earnings are down 60% for the last 6 months. They're cutting 340 jobs. With us now is Devon Hunn's head of retail, Greg Smith. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Heather.
What's gone wrong for them?
Geez, well, you know, I suppose when you think about it, you know, the warehouse was very much a star performer during COVID, wasn't it? We were all out spending, the sugar rush was on, particularly for bigger ticket items. And, you know, when you think of the warehouse, obviously it's the namesake brand, but you've also got 30% of their turnover comes to Noel Leemings as well. So, you know, the spend on TVs, laptops, et cetera, that's certainly subsided, you know, with the work from home thematic going. And also, you know, it's a company that does pretty well when the property market is booming, and you know we know what that's been doing over the past year. But look, challenging environment. If you look at the namesake warehouse brand, that was doing okay. Sales up 13% at the half year, but Noel Leemings sort of going backwards. And I suppose really what's disappointing for the company as well is that the holiday quarter, you know, didn't go too well at all. So they've ended up with a lot of stock on their shelves. There'll be more people getting bargains. There'll be more discounting, and that's impacting profitability as well. So, you know, obviously some action being taken on the cost front. And in a stark contrast to what we saw yesterday from Kathmandu owner KMD Brands, which is actually, you know, doing rather well.
Well, exactly. Growing margins. I was going to ask you about Briscoe's as well, because, I mean, it's not long ago they reported a record full-year profit. So why is it great for some and not great for others?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it is, you know, the everyday items, the companies that have been well positioned, that have been nimble, you know, likes of Briscoe's, you know, very defensive, you know, have done well. If you look at the warehouse, you know, their core items are doing quite well. They're looking to pivot more back into groceries, but, you know, that'll take time. So it's more those discretionary items, I think. And also, you know, as I mentioned, Noel Leeming and also Warehouse generally did very well during COVID, whereas, you know, you contrast that with KMD, Kathmandu, yeah, they're more a reopening story. People are sort of heading overseas, heading to the beach. Yeah, they've got their Rip Curl brand. Obviously, their outdoor clothing is going well as well. So I think, yeah, that's quite a big difference.
Greg, thanks for talking us through it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds, head of retail. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing that's happening right now with what's going on with the warehouse, because it looks like a lot of stuff, you know, being hit by the recession. If we are in a recession, it's going to make you wonder, well, what's going on? And you're hearing news that the economy is going to be fine at the end of the year, but then the Fed is saying that inflation's going to be stubborn. So we'll dive into that a little bit deeper in about an hour and a half with Tony Alexander. He will be with us just after 6:30.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.